Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to this program with me, Javed Akbari. We are going to discuss some very important narrations about dua or supplication based on Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. Sunan al-Nabi is an important collection of narrations on the conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. We are going to discuss another tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or another report that has been transmitted on the authority of Anas bin Malik. Anas bin Malik was one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. He lived in the Prophet's house and he was a servant of the Prophet. He has been reported to have said that after the prayer, the Holy Prophet would supplicate and would say the following: Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa wa qalbin la yakhsha wa nafsin la tashba wa du'ain la yusma. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ha'ula'il arba. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the knowledge that does not benefit, and the heart that does not fear you, and the soul that does not become satisfied, and the supplication that is not heard. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from these four things. Okay, from these four things. These four things include the knowledge which does not benefit, and the heart that does not fear, and the nafs that does not become satisfied, and the dua, that the supplication that's not heard. These four things, okay? So this is also a very well-known dua that that everyone can read, especially those people who seek knowledge, and they can recite it before reading a book and before starting to read something. They can read this dua, of course. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the knowledge that does not benefit. So it is also one of the well-known and very frequently recited du'as. I do see some of the people who recite this du'a. And of course, you can also learn this du'a by heart and recite it whenever you want. There's another du'a that the Prophet recited at the beginning of the new year. That's also a very important du'a. It has been reported by Sayyid ibn Tawus in Al-Iqbal, and of course the report has been narrated from Muhammad ibn al-Fudayl al-Sayrafi, who said it was narrated to us from Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, from his father and from his grandfather, from his fathers, who said, on the first day of Muharram, the Holy Prophet would offer two rakas, after which he would raise his hands and supplicate three times with the following supplication. Of course, the dua is a little lengthy, and I'm going to recite it. Hopefully, you will listen. And of course, I'm going to read it slowly so that you can jot it down if you would like to. Allahumma anta al-ilah al-qadim. وهذه سنة جديدة فأسألك فيها العصمة من الشيطان والقوة على هذه النفس الأمارة بالسوء والاشتغال بما يقربني إليك يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا عماد من لا عماد له يا ذخيرة من لا ذخيرة له يا حرز من لا حرز له يا غياث من لا غياث له يا سند من لا سند له يا كنز من لا كنز له يا حسن البلاء يا عظيم الرجاء يا عز الضعفاء يا منقذ الغرقى يا منجي الهلكى يا منعم يا مجمل يا مفضل يا محسن أنت الذي سجد لك سواد الليل ونور النهار وضوء القمر وشعاع الشمس ودوي الماء وحفيف الشجر يا الله لا شريك لك اللهم اجعلنا خيرا مما يظنون واغفر لنا ما لا يعلمون حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Of course, this is a very long dua, which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, of course, recited at the beginning of the new year. Wonder if I can recite the translation or not. Of course, I'm going to recite it. The translation of the dua which you would like to know, because this dua is very, very meaningful, very important, and you would like to know the meaning. So the meaning of the translation of this dua is this: O Allah, you are the eternal Lord, and this is a new year, so I ask that you grant me protection from shaitan and control over this voluptuous self that incites towards evil, and being occupied in that which would bring me closer to you, O most kind, O Lord of might and majesty, O support of the one who has no supporter, O protector of the one who has no protector, O guardian of the one who has no guardian, O helper of the one who has no helper, O assister of the one who has no assister, O reinforcement of the one who has no reinforcement, O grantor of gracious gifts, O source of great hope, O esteem of the weak, O rescuer of the drowning, O savior of the devastated, O benefactor of the beautifier, O grantor of excellence, O bestower, you are the one to whom prostrate the darkness of night and the light of day, the brightness of the moon and rays of the sun, the sound of gushing water and the rustling of the trees. O Allah, you have no partner. O Allah, make us the best of what they conjecture about us, and forgive us that which they do not know of our faults. Allah is enough for me. There is no God but He. In Him do I trust, and He is the Lord of the exalted throne. We believe in it. Everything is from our Lord, and none takes admonition except those who possess intellect. Our Lord, make not our hearts deviate and bestow your mercy on us. Indeed, you are all munificent. So this was a translation of the dua of which the Holy Prophet recited at the beginning of a new year. And of course, we should also follow suit. When the new year approaches, we should find this dua and read it. And this dua can be recited at any time, especially when it says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ O our Lord, make not our hearts deviate and bestow your mercy. How meaningful, how profound the meaning that this dua is. Okay, and we can always recite this dua at any time, regardless of whether it is the new year or it's not. This dua has its benefits for us whenever we recite it. Inshallah, we will discuss a few other narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and reports about the Prophet and his du'as and the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi. Rasulullah, Rasulullah.